This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from Twin Peaks on I-10 in Kirkwood, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. John Granato along with A.J. Hoffman. Tyler is out here. Aaron is back at the studio. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. Did you go to the Gay Pride Parade?
I did.
How was it?
Pretty eye-opening.
Pretty wide? Wild? Yeah,
pretty wild.
It's probably...
Didn't really go.
You didn't?
No, I didn't.
Well, why'd you say you didn't? Why you lied to people?
I don't know why you asked. You knew that I didn't go.
No, I didn't know that.
A lot of people go.
A lot of people go, and I'm not opposed to people going. I just didn't go. Oh, well, I mean...
Did you go?
No, I didn't go.
Why not?
But I asked you. If you would have asked me, I would have said, no, I didn't go.
Oh, well, now I'm telling you the truth. I didn't go.
No.
Tyler went.
I ended up... Tyler, you went?
Only after he shaved.
So somebody went. Somebody texted...
I did not go.
Somebody tweeted this morning and said... Or he texted me this morning and said, I went. And he said 80% of the people were, like, dressed normally. Well, probably not gay. Just supporting.
Yeah.
Now, there was some extravagant outfits, too.
Yeah.
My wife watched it on Channel 13, streamed it all night.
Really?
Yeah. And it was, every once in a while, I was like, wow, that's unbelievable right there, that outfit. But for the most part, it's just, she was like, my wife wanted to go. She was like, damn, that just looks like so much fun. I mean, everybody's just having fun out there. And, you know, I think my daughter went in Oklahoma. She said, I'm going to go support. And that's great. I was like, that's awesome. You don't want to tell me anything, do you? And she said, no, Dad, I'm married. Okay. Well, yeah. You want to tell me something about your husband? No. Okay.
Yeah, no big deal if that's the case.
Well, it's no big deal. I'm not making a big deal of it. I'm just asking. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying right there. But I thought maybe you went. I don't know. Well, people go and they support.
Yeah, I am a friend of the gay.
Well, I don't think that's how you should put it, but okay.
I am. I'm huge in the gay population. I'm huge.
Yeah, no, I would imagine you are huge in the gay population. Okay.
Brother Bear asked us a question. Would you part ways with Whitley and Tucker for Max Scherzer if available to go with Verlander and Cole? I replied with this. There's not a player on the Astros roster that I wouldn't trade for Max Scherzer.
Well, would you trade Verlander for him?
Yes. Scherzer's a younger... Yes, absolutely. And he's under control.
How long is his control?
Till 2022.
Well, he's not out there anyway.
No. The Nats don't want to trade him.
The Nats have said they're not trading him.
But Max Scherzer... there's not a player on the Astros roster that I wouldn't say, yeah, I'm not going to trade that guy for Max Scherzer. Max Scherzer, the last 5 years, you know how many times Max Scherzer's finished outside the top five in Cy Young voting? Zero.
Yeah.
He's won three of them.
Yeah, no. No.
I mean, he's the best pitcher in the world. There's not a player that I would be like, sorry, that's the last 6 years.
Now, I will say this. I don't know that Max Scherzer has the gene that Verlander has, because I've seen Verlander nut up and win a World Series.
You never saw it before he was in
up
Houston.
Close. I've seen him get there. I haven't seen Scherzer.
That's fair. He was on the same crappy Tigers team.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I don't know. I just think if you're asking me, prospects?
But the team... The Nationals have had that he couldn't go.
But it's not like he's been Clayton Kershaw and choking in the playoffs. It's not Max Scherzer's fault they haven't gotten there.
No.
I mean, with Clayton Kershaw, you can look at it and go, man, every big game comes around, this dude just falls apart.
Yep.
That's not Max Scherzer. Max Scherzer just got, a team of guys that couldn't pick it up when the time came.
Yeah. The whole team.
Yeah. So I don't know. To me, he's the best pitcher in baseball. You've got so many bats now, and I know people. It'll be an unpopular opinion, but he's not available. But if he were, and the National said we want Bregman, okay, Or we want
to start that again.
Or we want
because Bregman's coming after you, bro.
Okay. Or we want Yordan. Okay. Take him. Whichever guy you want. You're not trading Yordan Alvarez for Max Scherzer because he's hit 7 home runs. Stop it.
No, but I think that Jeff. I don't know that Jeff Luhnow would. I don't know that
he's
he would, dude.
If he wouldn't.
He won't trade Kyle Tucker.
That's the problem with these guys. They're hoarding these prospects to the point where
Luhnow does. Yeah.
To where there's nowhere to put them now.
Well, and now look at the situation that they're in. They've got so many players, but thank God they had these players. That now when Diaz comes back and Correa comes back, you got to let guys. Options are gone. So you know what you're going to have to do? Release guys.
Yeah.
And that's what's going to happen. You know, he's traded some guys that before they got to the Rule 5, which was nice, and when they built up so much time in the minor leagues too, he has done that, but he is a hoarder.
He is.
The year they won it in 17, when he did nothing at the All-Star break, I mean at the trade deadline, and he didn't do it until like 3 seconds were left.
You got to get it done now.
Yeah, now. Now. So I think Luhnow is a hoarder. There is no question about that. I think he would – I really do think that he would think twice or that he would hesitate to trade Tucker and Whitley for Scherzer.
That's so crazy to me. I can't
– I'm not speaking for him, but I'm just saying from his track record, he is the anti-Daryl Morey.
Yeah.
He really is. I want all my picks. I want all my prospects. You're not touching anybody of mine.
It's very strange, especially with a team that's so
ready now.
So ready now to win.
And guess what? They need. And I wish the Indians were just tanking. I don't want Bauer. I want Kluber.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's pitchers like that. And it's real easy to say, you know, when you see. Because apparently they could have gotten Chris Sale a couple years ago. And it worked out that they got Verlander instead. But if the Astros wouldn't have been able to get Verlander, which was essentially a money dump for the Tigers, the fact that the Tigers paid a good portion of Verlander's contract tells you what it was. The Astros don't win the World Series if they don't trade for Justin Verlander. Because
yeah.
their pitching wasn't good enough.
No. Not even close.
And I don't know. I mean, their pitching is good now. Is it good enough to win the World Series again? I don't know. I mean, but I feel like if you add a Corey Kluber, or you add a Max Scherzer, but Scherzer's not available, so it doesn't matter. I don't think Kluber's available now because the freaking Indians turned around and got good all of a sudden. But if you can get one more guy like that.
What about Stroman?
I don't know if I trust that guy.
I do. I'll take him as my number three.
He's like 5'4".
He's 5'8".
He's dwarfish.
Yeah.
I don't know if I like
and
that.
And he's skinny. How he can pit.
But I don't get it.
He's only gotten hurt a couple of years. I mean, he's been there.
He's good. But you know what? If you ask me would I trade...
And I like his attitude, too.
Would I trade Kyle Tucker for him? Sure. Because let's say Kyle Tucker's good. Where are you going to put him?
No.
You don't got room for these guys. You don't have room for all your prospects. The Astros were too crappy for too long.
So you
built up too many good prospects.
Okay, so if you had to, I don't know which way. It's too late now because Bregman signed a 5-year, $100 million deal.
Bregman's here now.
He's here. Springer, Correa?
I'd keep Correa.
No way.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
You can't.
Springer
dude.
This season is playing the best he's ever played in his whole life. And he's older. He's like 5 or 6 years older than Correa.
Yeah. He's 30.
Yeah. I'm not paying him long term. No thanks.
Ooh. I am. I'm keeping that guy. You know why? He's just the heart of this team. He really is.
I think Altuve's still the heart of this team. And I think Verlander's in that mix too now.
Well.
And I think the money is better spent for the Astros on keeping Gerrit Cole here long term. Like, if I had a pile of money to burn on this current Astros team, I'd give it to Gerrit Cole and say, hey, George, listen, we've just got too many damn outfielders.
Agree.
It doesn't make sense.
Agree.
Because you don't have too many starting pitchers.
Of all the guys, I mean, they gave – I believe in Verlander for a couple more years. I like the extension.
Yeah.
But why not Cole?
Cole is the real deal. That guy is a number one
I know you want him to prove it. But what does he have left to prove?
Cole, I mean, if Cole were like, if he were a 20th round pick who worked his way up through the system, Cole's been a top prospect forever. Everyone knew he was going to be this great. Now he's this great, and you're like, prove it. No, I've proved it. This was me proving it. So to me, if I were paying anybody, and I'm not in love with paying pitchers big money, but you're right.
Oh.
Justin Verlander's not going to be around forever. And at some point, you,
no, this
you've
is your
find,
guy. He turns from your two to your one.
Yeah, and he's here. I mean, let's do
I
it.
I said this before the season started. Lance was like, no, he's got to prove it.
No, he proved
no,
it.
No, he doesn't.
He proved it to me.
Yeah. No, I'm ready to pay him. Of course. And I'm ready for Jim Crane to pay him.
Well, and especially because you've made the mistake of not paying Charlie Morton. If Charlie Morton were here right now,
oh my God, you don't need him.
You could make a reasonable case for saying, you know what, we're not going to pay Garrett.
Yeah,
Cole
and of all the guys to tender, they tender Keuchel and not Morton. and Morton was the guy that got snapped up right away.
Yeah,
and Keuchel out there till
now. Damn near, yeah. All right, guys, got to tell you about TGS Insurance. If you own your home and you could use an extra $870, listen up. I'm going to tell you how to get it. TGS has built a system that's going to give you a firm insurance quote on your home in 15 seconds, and it's so simple. You send the word money to 232323. Text that word money. They're going to ask for your address. You reply back. You'll get a full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. You can't beat that. And these guys are legit. Online rating is nearly perfect. And like I said, the average customer this year is saving over $870 on home insurance. And let's say you're like, oh, well, I just re-signed. I re-upped with this Joe Blow insurance company. TGS doesn't care. They'll fix it for you. They'll get you out of that nonsense. They'll make Joe Blow Company send you a check for the money that you're not using on their insurance. And you can just start saving dough. One more time, text the word money to 232323. Get your home insurance quote. Start saving now. See me in a crowd. I'm kind of when there's nothing to
watch me make them bow. This is The Blitz.
Oh, that sounds great.
On ESPN 97.5. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from Twin Peaks on I-10 in Kirkwood. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz here on ESPN 97.5. John Granato along with A.J. Hoffman. Tyler's out here. Aaron back in the studio. 713-780-3776. All right, let's play a little true or false. All right? True or false. You would have taken $1,500 from Cam Newton for him to sit in your seat.
False.
Just not enough.
It's not enough because you pay to on a 10-hour flight, overseas flight, an international flight.
It was $900.
Okay. Yeah, so now you're saying, if there's something I was willing to pay $900 for, now I'm going to give it up for $600? No, I'm good. I need this leg room for the flight. Sorry, Cam, I'm tall too.
Yeah.
My favorite part of that video was Cam, the incredulous look on his face when the guy told him no. Like, he offered him $1,000,000, and he was like, no, thanks. Dude, you offered him $600, basically. He's like, no, thanks. And by the way, I know who you are. I know what you got. You're offering me basically a $600. No, that's not enough, dude.
$3,000.
Pull out your roll.
Give me three.
I would have done it for $2,500, but I mean,
no.
Don't.
So it's basically a big.
Don't try to undercut me, Cam. Don't come in here with that weak offer. It's offensive.
Lakers fans are going to be pissed. By the time it's all said and done, they're going to be pissed at Anthony Davis.
True. Let me tell you when, especially when LeBron leaves, because then basically you're the Pelicans. I mean, you're what the Pelicans were before, because now it's Anthony Davis and a bunch of scrubs. When LeBron's there, a healthy LeBron can cover up a lot of stuff, and if Anthony Davis is remotely healthy at the same time as LeBron, that's a really good team. I don't care who their third guy is. I mean, if they get Kemba or somebody like that as their third guy, that's a legit contender.
When they can't pick up a guy this offseason because he wouldn't waive his trade, $4 million trade deal, he wouldn't waive that.
Yeah.
He said, nah, I'm good. I'm going to keep my monies. They're already going to be pissed at him. True or false, at some point in your life, you will see Aisha Curry nude pics.
I mean, me personally, no, because I don't look at people's leaked nudes. Will Tyler see them? Absolutely.
Tyler will see them?
Yeah. Yeah, 100%.
Well, I mean, will many people in the world see them?
Yes, and here's the mistake she broadcast it that there's new. I mean, keep that on the low, and people won't try to hack. But if they know they're there, you're just it's an open invitation for people to hack your stuff.
I know, right? Oh my God! I sent. Now everybody's trying to get into Steph's phone.
And by the way,
everybody in the every Russian in the world.
She did it on purpose. She knows what she's doing. She wants to get hacked because she's super thirsty. Same reason she was like, you know, what she said about Steph and her male attention and stuff like that. She just wants attention. She wants guys looking at her. So she's trying to get those nudes leaked out there so guys will be like, oh, she's hot. I'll be honest. She's all right. I feel like Steph could probably get better. You know?
You know. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Frank, I don't know if Steph, I wouldn't look at him because of Aisha. I don't think she's going all that good.
I don't know if Steph met Aisha at Davidson. I imagine he did. Because if he met her when he was already a multimillionaire.
Man, you know what Steph could get right now?
If he met her after he got that first MVP award, bro, come on.
No, after he was picked seventh overall, whatever he wanted.
Probably.
Dude. The trainer is a good trainer despite the fact that 30 horses have died at Santa Anita.
False. Yeah, I don't I'll be honest, I don't really know, and I've asked Fred this, he doesn't know either. So if he doesn't know, I for sure don't know. I don't know what's causing all that to happen, but I mean, you just got to stop having races there, right? If the same track is killing like 30 something horses, it's
well,
like,
do you know that there's an average of like 10 horses a week dying?
That's crazy.
And, it's like in this country, race horses.
You ever go float the river?
Yeah.
Imagine there's like a waterfall on the river, and 30 people in one summer died on that waterfall.
And you'd be like,
you get out and you go around it. Like, I mean, no, you don't just
well,
like.
No, they'd say,
three people died yesterday. I'm taking my chances today.
No, like, they're closing the river down.
Yeah.
No one. It's too dangerous.
You can't ride that part of the river,
dude. What the bleep? Why are all these horses dying? You want to run a race? Yeah.
Horse lives matter, she said.
That's right. Horses' lives do matter.
Yeah.
True or false, Wade Miley is having the best sex of his career.
Go ahead.
Tonight for AJ Hinch is Wade Miley, who since the start of last year is really enjoying the best sex success he has had in his career.
Oh. I mean, apparently so.
Is
How
Wade
did he
Miley?
Know that?
Maybe he got the scoop.
I hope Wade Miley didn't give that scoop to Julia Morales. That would be inappropriate to say that to a lady.
Oh.
Now, if he told Blummer, "Hey Blummer, I'm having the best sex of my life right now, and it's really working out." That's one thing.
Yeah, right.
But if Julia came in and
Julia,
said, "What do you accredit Julia,
success I'm good right
to?"
Now.
And he's
"Hey
like,
Julia,
oh,
I'm going pretty good right now, Julia."
Like a it's like an oak. I mean, you can't say that to a lady.
No, you can't say it. True or false, Mickey Callaway will be the Mets manager.
Super false. You know, I mean, today maybe, but not for
no,
very much long.
At the end of the season.
No, they're out on that. That team.
They're only 37-41. It's not like it's a complete and utter disaster.
Yeah, but they've got so much money invested in that team. I mean, between Noah Syndergaard,
Thor,
and Bobby Bonilla. I mean, it's an expensive proposition. There,
yeah.
Right? No, I think that they expected better, and they're just not getting it. And as they look around them, and teams keep getting better, and they're not. And this has been kind of a trend with the Mets for a while. Like they've consistently not reached expectations.
It's what they do.
It's getting to that point where he doesn't have enough of a name or a reputation to say
no.
Okay,
they're all thinking he's an idiot already.
Like
in New York,
the Phillies have lost 9 of their last 10, and they're still 2.5 games up on the Mets. So that lets you know the Phillies might fire Gabe Kapler, and the Mets can't look at them and say, "Oh, they're better than us. They're firing their coach. We got to do something here."
Yeah.
If the Marlins catch them, I mean, everybody's gone.
Yeah, no question. I had one more for you. True or false, the Clippers are the best team in the West if Kawhi goes there.
I still say false.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not. I mean, the Clippers were the 8 seed this year. Who was the best player on the Clippers?
Pat.
Okay, that's enough of an answer for me. No. Kawhi Leonard is not taking.
And they traded Tobias Harris, too.
Yeah. They're not taking Pat Beverly.
And they were good. They traded Tobias Harris. They just don't want
I think they were hoping that they could get Kawhi. If it's just Kawhi added to what they've got now, they will contend in the West, but I don't think they're the best team in the West.
True or false, you will see Toy Story 4.
Eventually, not in theaters, though. My kids will see it in theaters. I know my wife's already planning on taking them sometime this week. I mean, they got nothing going on. They're not in school, and she's just trying to get them out of the house. So they'll go see it this week. I'll see it eventually someday, I'm sure.
True or false, you will buy a bottle of the new Macallan 72-year-old whiskey that costs $60,000.
False.
You will not buy that.
I don't like scotch.
There you go. That's why.
I'm a bourbon man.
Yeah.
No.
Would you buy, true or false, you will buy a $60,000 bottle of bourbon?
Dude, I could, but then I'm divorced. I mean, so I've got options here.
I was because I hang with some, I got some rich people I hang with.
Yeah,
we went out.
The baller life. You're like an entourage.
We went.
You're turtle.
Yeah, but I'm turtle. Yeah. We went out, and we were out on Friday and went to a party for a rich guy. I was throwing it for a rich guy.
Okay.
So, and I, you know, hey, come, okay, I'm going. $1,000 bottles of wine, like four or five of them.
Jeez.
$1,000. Drank it. It doesn't taste any different than a $35 bottle of wine. Honest to God.
Yeah.
It's, oh, well, this is, here's a $1,000 bottle of wine. Oh, what? What?
Yeah.
How do you know? Why is it $1,000? Because they say it's $1,000? Yeah. That's it.
It's hard to get your hands on. Same way in the beer world. There's some beer you pay ridiculous amounts for.
Yeah. No.
And it's because there's not enough of it for everybody to get it, so it's just how much do you want it.
So we're walking, my wife and I are walking in a mall, and I go, oh, look at that purse store. You like those purses? She goes, nah. I go, I know why. I know exactly why you don't like those purses. You know why? Because they don't cost enough money. If they were really, really, really expensive, you would go, oh, I love those purses. That's exactly the point. Why do we make anything in this country that we don't charge exorbitant amounts for? Because everybody wants it when it costs. Well, other than LeVar Ball shoes, okay? Because that's the worst shoe ever made, right?
You have some?
I wouldn't. If LeVar Ball was sitting right here, I wouldn't interview him. I would say, sorry, I can't. I won't have you on my show.
Because we've got to do the Zadok
Jewelers
game of the day.
Because you're an idiot.
Oh.
You got to do that now?
No, at 5:45. I was just giving you an excuse, a built-in excuse.
No, because
if we had to bump it up a
second,
because of
that.
I would.
Not because of that. Because he's an idiot, and he's only famous for being famous. This is the first time I've talked about LeVar Ball in a year, and I'm already sickening myself for just doing that. All right, 529 ESPN 97.5 live at Twin Peaks. We're halfway there.
Yeah.
How about that? This show is so easy. 3 hours. It's like you guys don't even work every day.
I know.
I'm the only guy at the station that puts in 4 hours a day.
You are. Isn't it crazy that you make, like, you work twice as many hours as Charlie, but you make five times the money he does? That doesn't seem fair.
Yes, it does. Seems right. That seems right. Nothing wrong with that. 713-780-3776, live at Twin Peaks. Don't go anywhere.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Twin Peaks on I-10 in Kirkwood. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. John and A.J., no Fred. Fred's back tomorrow. You excited? You excited to see Fred again?
Oh, yes.
You know, he cashed. You know what? Proud of him. It ain't easy to cash with 6,000 players or however many there were.
After I think it wasn't 6,000 players, but it was 6,000 entries after rebuys.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
I don't think Fred rebought. So, good for him.
Good for him. No, he got 43-33 or something.
Yeah.
43, whatever it was. 43-43. Yay, that's great. You
Hell
know what?
Yes.
Finished 132nd out of all those players. That is awesome. He played well. He got a grind. He's a grinder. I could see Fred being a grinder. So there's a, I just kind of feel like Chris Sims is really trolling everybody. I really can't believe in this. So he put out his top 40 quarterback countdown. Tyrod Taylor's number 40, Colt McCoy, Dwayne Haskins, Drew Locke, Robert Griffin III, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Eli Manning is 34th, Tannehill 33rd, Josh Rosen. That he has Josh Rosen ahead of Eli Manning is, first of all, Josh Rosen should be. Yeah, come on. That he has Josh Rosen ahead of anybody, if you want to know the truth. Jacoby Brissett is at 30. Jacoby Brissett is at 31, and yeah. Eli Manning is at 34. No, you're a little disrespectful. I'm just, no, a little bit. Lamar Jackson at 30, Marcus Mariota, Case Keenum, Jameis Winston. Look at that draft, Jameis Winston and Marcus Mariota, 27th and 29th, and it's hard to argue.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't want either one of them.
I don't want either one of them.
I was high on Mariota and low on Winston when they came out. At this point, though, I'm not.
That was just racist.
Yeah, I'm not. I mean, neither one of them are white.
Marcus is.
No.
No. Joe Flacco. He's got Kyler Murray at 24. Okay. I mean, it's hard to slot a guy who hasn't played it down. Josh Allen.
Apparently, it's easy to slot him right above a guy who's won a Super Bowl. So.
Right.
No big deal.
Or a couple Super Bowls in Eli. Josh Allen is 23, Sam Darnold 22, Jimmy Garoppolo 21. I don't know. That's hard to say. Mitchell Trubisky, Jared Goff, Derek Carr I wouldn't have above many of these guys. Baker Mayfield at 17, Nick Foles at 16. Kirk Cousins, who they paid $90 billion to, is at 15. And I can't disagree with he should be that low.
Who would you rather have, Kirk Cousins or Dak Prescott?
Dak Prescott wins more than he does.
Okay.
Kirk Cousins doesn't win, bro.
Okay.
He just doesn't. He's not good against good teams.
Okay.
His record against good teams is pitiful. Teams with winning record, it's like 6-20 something.
Well, who would you rather have, Mitchell Trubisky or Dak Prescott?
That's hard to
say. Mitch Trubisky's a shanked field goal away from the NFC Championship game.
Yeah, Dak, you know, he won a playoff game, and he got him to the best record twice.
Jared Goff took his team to a Super
division.
Bowl, and he's at 19.
Yeah. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Thank you.
You want Jared Goff or Dak Prescott?
Jared Goff did he lead his team to the Super Bowl?
No.
Did Dak
Prescott lead his team to that record, or was it maybe he had the best running back in the whole wide world on his team?
Yeah. But he didn't have receivers either.
No,
I mean, it'll be interesting with Amari. How much better? I will say this. The jury is still out.
I think Dak Prescott's wildly overrated.
Yeah,
I would not pay him top quarterback
money.
I know they are, I'd rather hit reset than pay him.
But that Dak Prescott is right behind Phillip Rivers.
What?
Wait a minute. Okay, so he's got Phillip Rivers at 12, Carson Wentz at 11, Drew Brees is the 10th best quarterback in the league.
Yeah,
hold on.
Everyone knows that.
Tom Brady is 9? There are 8 guys better than Tom Brady, and he's got Cam Newton at 8. Okay, what has Cam Newton done that he is better than Tom Brady?
Well, he didn't want to pay top dollar for an exit row seat.
This is ignorant. How is then he's got Matt Ryan at 7. That you can say that Matt Ryan is better than Tom Brady. That is, to me, Andrew Brees. I mean, it's starting to get ridiculous now. So, who's left?
He's got
6 empty spots.
Deshaun,
Ben Roethlisberger, Aaron Rodgers, Pat Mahomes.
Andrew Luck.
And Russell Wilson. What order would you put those guys in?
If I had to, just with those 6 guys, I think Roethlisberger's probably 6. I think he should be further down the list than he is. I don't know how Roethlisberger is at 6 and Phillip Rivers is at
12.
Well, that doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, Super Bowls. He's got a couple Super Bowls.
Okay, then Tom Brady's got a couple Super Bowls.
Well, no, yeah.
But Ben and Phillip are they're the same age. They're in the same draft class. One of them's playing at a higher level. It's Phillip Rivers at this point. One's playing at a higher level. So I would put Ben 6. I would probably put Deshaun 5.
Okay, I can't argue with either. I might put Deshaun 6, but okay.
I would probably put Mahomes 4. Then I've got And then I'll probably go Luck 3, Rodgers 2, Russ 1.
You think Russell Wilson's the number one quarterback?
I think so.
Oh, I wouldn't do that.
Okay.
Okay, so I would still have, of all the guys that you want quarterbacking your team this year.
Probably Andrew Luck, honestly.
Yeah.
He'd probably be my
– either Rodgers or Luck.
Yeah. I mean, and based off of what I saw a year ago, it's Luck.
Yeah.
I prefer Andrew Luck.
I would put Mahomes higher than you have him.
I just think I've seen Mahomes for 1 year, and sometimes the regression you have in that second year.
Look at Deshaun.
Deshaun, yeah. I told everybody that. If you think Deshaun is going to give you a full season of what you got year one, you're delusional. That doesn't happen.
I was. I picked him in the first round.
Delusional.
But okay, so I would go – I'd probably go still Rodgers, Luck. Brady.
I might take Brady number one. If it's one-year deal,
yes.
It's Brady.
Yeah.
And two might be Breeze still.
I don't know.
I mean, if you're talking about the next – and you're talking about the next 5 years or something, it's a different conversation. But for this year, I mean, if you're telling me you would take Ben Roethlisberger over Tom Brady this year –
It's so stupid.
It's absurd.
It's so stupid. Come on, Chris Sims. You're embarrassing yourself. You're embarrassing the Sims name. All right? Your dad won a Super Bowl. You got a tattoo of your friends on your leg, okay? That's the decision making you had while your dad was winning Super Bowls or a Super Bowl. So this list is embarrassing.
Yeah, it's not a good list.
You're embarrassing yourself, Chris Sims. 713-780-3776. Live from Twin Peaks, John and AJ right here on ESPN 97.5. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Blitz.
ESPN 97.5.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from Twin Peaks on I-10 in Kirkwood, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, we are back on The Blitz. John Granato's crushing Coors Lights during the break, so he's at the bathroom. Number two, I believe.
I'm right here.
Oh, you got back. Welcome back.
I didn't even go. I was right next to you the whole time.
You missed the
opening. I was answering Lamont because Lamont is disappointed in me that I went to the mall with my wife. We went.
What'd you go to the mall for?
It was Saturday before Father's Day. She said, come on, I don't have anything for you. I'm going to go buy you a bunch of stuff. And I said, okay. So I went to the Daily Grill at the Galleria.
You don't have Amazon?
I've never bought a thing on Amazon.
Your wife hasn't either?
No. Well, she buys on other websites. I don't know if she's an Amazon girl.
Damn.
Yeah. But even still, you know, she bought me. It was good. I went to the Daily Grill, watched the U.S. Open while she was going around the mall picking me stuff out. I had to try some shoes on and stuff. And yeah.
Are those the shoes?
No. These are my boosts.
Oh.
I'm a hype beast.
Okay.
No.
Reheal turn you onto those?
Dude, I almost electrocuted us. Do you know, there was, honestly, God, Champion Energy doesn't have this many
there's
wires.
There's a lot of cords around
at their plant.
I don't know what's going on.
I am in the middle. Do not spill that beer.
This is a danger zone.
This is a danger zone. I will blow up in here. Tyler has put us in the middle of electricity hell. Okay? It's unbelievable. I've never seen this many wires. Anyway. So, yeah, Lamont, I can count on one hand, I think, the number of times I've been to the mall with my wife. But that was a good one because I got a bunch of good stuff, golf stuff. She buys me all kinds of golf stuff.
Like what? Because you think she
and
wants
she ain't
you out
picking
of the house?
It out. She ain't picking no golf stuff out.
She wants you out of the house. She go to the Galleria to get golf stuff?
Well, clothes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Good stuff. And then we went to Edwin Watts, too.
You're looking for that high-end golf clothing?
No, she does. She ain't buying it. If it doesn't cost a lot of money, my wife won't buy it.
Yeah.
That's the problem, okay? My wife is like, oh, it must not be good. No, she is a hype beast, my wife. She's unbelievable. 703-780-3776 if you'd like to get in here on ESPN 97.5. Here's a story.
A man named Brady.
How to drink somewhat responsibly on an airplane. I'll tell you how to drink responsibly on an airplane. Here's number one. It says, drink water before anything else. Number two, plan to limit your drinking and take the snacks. Three, skip fizzy beverages. Four, drink fruity wines. Five, when in doubt, drink a Bloody Mary. I have an idea. How about this? When you get on the plane, hopefully you're drunk already, and you order as many Coors Lights until you throw up on yourself.
Don't do that.
Okay? That's my way to drink on an airplane.
I don't like that. Have you heard the story of when I was flying back from Vegas and...
And Fred threw up on you?
No, there was a guy and his wife.
Didn't Fred throw up on himself once in Vegas?
No.
He did something.
No.
No.
But we were on a flight back, and I was on the aisle seat, and there was a nice young lady in the middle and a really drunk husband by the window. And I got up to go pee, and when I came back, there was vomit everywhere, all over the man, all over the wife, all over the seat backs and the people in front of us, all over my seat. I mean, it was all over the wall where the window is, the plane wall, everywhere, and it was still like coming out of his mouth.
Thank God you left to go to the
Thank
bathroom.
God I did leave, but the problem was when I came back.
You don't have a seat.
The guy, he had taken his shirt off, and now I don't have a seat because my seat's got his vomit-covered shirt in it.
Do you think you could catch some kind of something? Like,
I had to I had to fly the rest of the way in the back of the plane where
the stewardesses sit?
Yes.
The waitresses sit?
Yes.
Yeah.
The flight attendants, we call them now. It's 2019, but yeah. They're not stewardesses or waitresses. They're
the air waitresses.
They're flight attendants, and some of them are male.
Or waiter.
Yeah.
Waitress or waiter.
Yeah. But I had to sit back there on a tiny little seat with no armrests and no television, and no one even gave me $1,500 for that seat.
You would have thought, what flight? United?
Yeah.
They would have given you some kind of voucher.
They should have.
You should have said, hey, I need something for this.
Yeah, this is BS.
You guys overserved that dude.
No, it wasn't. They didn't overserve. The wife was like, they let an overserved person on the plane.
Yeah.
She was like, oh, he had one drink. It's like, girl, come on. Who are you lying for? You can't lie for your man like that.
Well, how about, she got her man's. I'm fine with that.
You could say
you know what? I like that about
it. He had three drinks and a bad breakfast taco, but you can't say he had one drink.
Good Lord. Dude, you should have gotten it. Okay, you should. If you email them, they'll probably give you $20 toward a flight.
No thanks.
All right, go ahead. Get something.
That was like 2 years, 3 years ago. They're not going to give it to me now.
Did you see the woman? The kid got. I mean, it happens now. It's okay now. Wait a minute. Are you kidding me? Like Kevin Spacey, it happened like 20 years ago. And he's out of – he can't do anything. Kevin Spacey can't go out in public anymore.
He's out.
He's done. Harvey Weinstein.
Out.
He just because he's pleasuring himself into a plant. That was like 10 years ago.
Yeah, but that's really inappropriate.
Well, but – so was Kevin Spacey.
He was also ordering
– so was Kevin Spacey.
He was also forcing sex onto to unwilling participants.
I know. But how about we report it right away?
The plant thing was Louis C.K.
No, Harvey Weinstein did that too.
Did he –
in the plants.
Okay. Louis C.K. just did it in front of people. But he's back.
Oh, it's okay if you're a comedian. It's funny.
Yeah.
You're a funny guy. You can say whatever you want.
Yeah.
How come, you know, how come you can't say words like owner anymore, but Louis C.K. can?
I can say owner.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
Maybe Ona. You can't say the hard E-R.
You can do a hard R with owner.
No, you can't.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. Because Adam Silver says he's done with it.
You mean Adam Silva? The politically correct way to say it is Silva?
That's his new name
now. He's Brazilian now.
Adam Silva.
He's Brazilian now.
You can't say the hard E-R.
No hard E-Rs anymore.
On any name.
On anything. No.
That's kind of funny. Oh, man. Just another Coors Light round here on ESPN 97.5. Live at Twin Peaks. By the way, where's Courtney?
She left.
Now what now?
So did Jordan.
Now what now?
Yeah, they...
How are we giving out these tickets?
We're just giving them out. There's promo people over there behind us.
Oh, are people signing up?
I don't know.
If you sign up, if you get to Twin Peaks, you see the guys sitting at the door... You sign up, and you can win Gold Cup tickets. You want to go see Mexico versus Costa Rica or Haiti? I always kind of feel like Haiti. I'm worried about it. You might catch something or something.
Like catch the ball? That's against the rules.
Huh? No, in Haiti, they remember?
I don't go to Haiti.
Well, I know, because...
Would you ever go to Haiti?
No, why would I go to Haiti? No, because you could catch something or something.
No, it's just... Listen... Almost every place, if you ask me why won't you go there, the answer is because they would probably kidnap me. I don't want to go someplace where I'm likely to get kidnapped.
Like? Well, how about shot if you're in the Dominican?
Almost every foreign country, I feel like I could get either.
No, not Europe.
There's some Europe I'm okay with. I'm not super okay with, but I'm okay enough. That's about it.
Yeah, how about if you don't... Oh, look at Tim Lodici from Wildcat is here. How about that? How about that? No, we're not. You're on the air. Hi, Tim. Wildcat Golf Club right there. So, listen, the only thing you're going to – in France, the only thing is going to – they're not going to give you any service because you're American.
I don't want that either.
They hate you.
Everywhere hates Americans.
Yes.
That's why I don't go anywhere.
Why? You got to see the world.
The last time I was out of the country, I was 16 years old.
Really?
You were in Laredo, Mexico.
You were in the service.
Yeah, I didn't leave the country.
Thank you for your service. You're welcome. I forgot to thank you today.
I didn't go anywhere. You don't need to thank me. I was just there.
In Laredo? Well, you protected Laredo.
No. That was when I was 16. I wasn't in the service when I was 16. What, are you crazy?
What if
I was getting high.
What if President Trump said, listen, I'm going to need you to round up all these illegals? Would you do that?
No.
Well, yeah, you would. Because you got orders.
I'm not in the Army anymore. You can't give me orders.
Well, what if you were when you were 16? You'd be stoned.
When I was 16, I was in high school. You couldn't give me orders then either.
Oh. Laredo? Laredo, Texas?
No, Nuevo Laredo.
Oh, okay.
The other side.
The other side?
The other side of the wall.
Well, wait, how long were you there? In Boys Town?
Yeah, for like a night.
That was it. And that's the last time you've been out of the country. Listen, dude, that's not world traveling.
I'm not a world traveler.
Going to Nuevo Laredo is not what I would call world traveling.
I'll tell you what happened to me during the break, and you'll understand why I don't world travel.
Well, it's no wonder you went to Boys Town. What do you think is going to happen to you?
You know where I'm going? London.
Yes, you are.
Yeah. Is that world traveling?
I know. So what? I didn't get my itinerary.
They haven't sent it yet.
It's coming?
It's coming.
Because I'm sure me and Lance are going too.
Maybe not you and Lance.
I don't care if Lance goes. This is all about me.
Yeah, I can't say for certain.
You know what I would say? Screw
not,
Lance.
Maybe hey, not Lance, you
is,
and Lance.
Is Lance coming on?
No. No. 6:30. Is he? Okay, 6:30. Well, I guess we'll have him.
Oh, I didn't mean screw Lance.
We got to do the gym of the day when we come back.
Yeah, I did.
All right, we're back. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. She looks like heaven. Maybe this is hell. She said she'd do it all again. She promised not to tell.
If I get drunk, well, I'm not. ESPN 97.5.